and I think Representative Bundy hit upon it. The birders, I like birders. But then we have other roads that's serving residents of the state of Alaska. How are we going to make these decisions? And we start putting things around those that are, we all know, are probably vulnerable for closure, which then shifts the impact probably upon some areas. Fairbanks, Anchorage, the commissioner indicated that Anchorage would probably get it. Believe me, there are going to be people that are going to be yelling, screaming at the commissioner and those of us that represent Anchorage. Mr. Chairman, I guess I can kind of summarize it this way, is that we need a little infusion of cash in this, and it can't come out of the, out of the administration. As there was some mention of the 29-day pay period, I think one of you in here, or were part of it, said that within 30 days, if the person, the vendor, doesn't get their money, then we start tacking on interest to it, if I'm not correct. We have set that up in our efforts to speed up payments to the public. We passed a law that said, by gosh, it's a 1% compound. I don't know, and I listened to Representative Davis, and he knows some of the problems in the construction industry. We need a few more bucks.
Ready to vote on Amendment 1A?
1A?
1A.
1.1.
We have Representative Williams. Did you want to, very brief,
yeah,
at ease?
Good evening.
To order here. After extensive discussion on replacement 1A, I don't think we've taken a vote yet this morning, an hour and a half. Is there any further discussion on 1A? Not sure.
Representative Phillips?
Yes.
Representative Williams?
Yes.
Representative Osterman?
Yes.
Representative Bundy?
Yes.
Representative Davies?
No.
Representative Davis?
Yes.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Representative Grusendorf?
No.
Representative Moses?
No.
Representative Mulder?
Yes.
Representative Terrio?
No.
7-4.
So our replacement 1A has passed. That brings us to, I do not believe we need to offer, Denny, is that correct, 1B? Okay.
I'll withdraw.
So it is withdrawn. That brings DOT number 2, authored by Representative Davies. There is objection. Representative Davies, before you, I need to ask, is this a GF increase?
Yes.
Okay. Representative Davies?
Well, we don't need to have the entire discussion. This is trying to put back some of the stuff that the subcommittee took out, this is into the support service area. The money's the $32,000 are going to come out of support services. This is staff people that do stock requests, and they're also people that help to make sure that vendors are serviced in a timely way. So in terms of their making sure their work schedules are met. It's easy to whack at the bureaucracy, and those faceless bureaucrats, that we don't really need there. But it's like the commissioner said earlier. We're getting complaints now about people on the road maintenance side. We take this kind of an action. Next year, we're going to have complaints from our vendors and our other people that we're not able to answer the phone or send out the responses or do the appeals process or cut the checks in a timely way. We've reached the point in this department and other departments where we've cut too much. And if we expect to have a Department of Transportation, we expect to maintain the roads, and we expect to do the clerical things that are necessary to do all that, to handle the bookwork, to be accountable, to answer the questions, to go to the public meetings, we'll do all that kind of stuff that we demand of this department, we're going to have to pay pay for it. The free ride is over. And, we, you know, it's time that we start having some revenues in place to be able to do some of these things. And this is just one small area. You know, this is like death by a thousand cuts here. You know, we get 30,000 here and 30,000 there, and pretty soon you can't do your job. And so this is, you know, I just object to, you know, making this kind of another little tiny cut that, when it comes up, means that the department really can't do the job we've asked them to do.
Is there a response or a question? Representative Williams.
Well, all of the administrative reductions were talked about with the administration, and there is, out of that southeast region, there is 32 positions in that area, and out of the $2.1 million bottom line, you know, we're taking out 32,000, and I would like to have heard the discussion earlier, and again in subcommittee, and even before we brought this to subcommittee, we met with administration, trying to find out ways for the reduction. These reductions that are there were discussed, and there wasn't any objection at that time.
Representative Davies.
Well, I'd like to hear the department, but I to say that we discussed these things and there wasn't any objection, I think those are two different things. You know, we got
that again, Bob.
Too much road maintenance.
Didn't build a road around the Capitol.
I think it's, you know, to say that we had this discussion at the subcommittee level and to say that we talked about it and to say there was no objection are two different things. Or in fact, to say we got to cut by this amount and the department says, well, if you're going to cut by this amount, this is where to take it. And to say that this is the least objectionable to us, that's one thing. To say that they like it or that they support it is entirely a different thing. And to say that there aren't going to be consequences, it isn't the case that when we take these cuts there are going to be no consequences. And we have to be, if we're going to go in there and take the cuts, we have to defend the consequences. And so I think that that's kind of what we do. We have as far as I'm concerned, as far as anybody in the public knows, the amount of money that we allocated to the chairman of transportation to reduce DOT is an arbitrary number. Who the heck knows where that number came from? Might as well have pulled it out of the air or spun the wheel of misfortune. Who knows? But the fact is, some arbitrary number was visited upon the chair of the subcommittee on transportation, and he went forward into battle on his broken down steed and jousted at the windmill and came out with this thing. And now, he's uncomfortable. I don't blame him for being uncomfortable. He's got to defend something that makes no sense, or there's no fundamental rationale to it. You know, it's the least of two evils, or several thousand evils. So now what I'm asking is, you know, you guys went through that. They offered you up the laundry list. You picked this one, and I want to know what's the consequence of that.
Well, I could say, they didn't agree to, they didn't like it, that's for sure. Like, we all didn't like what we're going through here today. This isn't a fun time.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask the department specifically on this one, this $32,000 reduction, what do they think is the likely consequence of that?
Sure. Commissioner Nancy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is true that this is out of a component that has 32 positions in it. The actual area dealing with procurement is approximately 8 positions, which takes into account not only the southeast region, but also the marine highway system. It deals with all of the procurement issues that are needed for the for stocking of the marine highway system as well as southeast region. It will mean an impact to the procurement process. I did want to respond to Representative Williams' statement that this was on a laundry list that the department provided. It was not. It was added. It was not something that the department came forward with. It was put into the subcommittee's recommendations, and it was presented to us before the meeting, but it wasn't. Administrative cuts were not on that list. Does that answer your question?
Could you say a little bit more about what, you know, within this, you know, if this reduction were to occur within those eight people, then what are the kinds of things? I know you can't specifically say, but what are the sorts of things that these people do, and what are some of the possible consequences and reductions in service that will accrue as a result of this?
Chairman, basically, we have a process for procuring items that are needed for the region for marine highway system, which includes developing stock requests and going out and finding bids. We have, within the state procurement laws, we have to go out and identify, receive actual estimates, bids on the items that we're trying to procure. So there's a lot of phone calling, there's a lot of contact with vendors and trying to get that established. It's paperwork intensive, but you have to do that to make sure that your process is fair. It would probably mean a reduction of a position that would be handling that. The other part that they do is making sure that receipts are properly accounted for when items are actually received in the region, and that those documents are matched up with the invoice documents to help in passing them on to finance and making sure that the procurement is made to the vendors, so that there's a truing up that the invoices that we receive are actually for items that we have actually got in hand. So those types of functions would undoubtedly be delayed because of this reduction.
Any further questions?
I'd like to.
Williams?
You mentioned that this would take eight positions?
No, 32,000? One out of. I believe that procurement section is about eight positions. And so I'm saying that there will probably be one position reduction from there.
It couldn't come out of any other area, like your assistant commissioner? No. Accounting tech or?
Commissioner's aide.
Commissioner's aide? No. I'm not looking at the commissioner. I'm just asking questions here. Trans planner one.
The planner positions that are in here are basically CIP funded. There's a planning group, and most of that is CIP funded. So it wouldn't do us any good to eliminate a planner position.
Okay, any further questions, comments? Okay, we'll go to a roll call.
Representative Williams.
No.
Representative Osterman?
No.
Representative Bundy? Representative Davies?
Yes.
Representative Davis?
No.
Representative Foster?
No.
Representative Brusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Moses?
Yes.
Representative Phillips?
No.
Representative Terrio?
No.
3A.
Representative Bundy? No.
Okay. Next we have amendment number 3.
Move number 3.
Amendment number 3 has been moved. Is there objection?
There's
objection. Representative Davies, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, you know, number 3 is basically the same issue. It's just Northern Region Support Services instead of Southeast Region Support Services, and it's similar kinds of concerns, I would, in the same way, like to ask the department to indicate what the where this reduction, $57,000 reduction, is likely to be taken, and what the general consequences of that would be.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, I need to catch a plane rather soon. Could I leave Nancy to answer the questions, and please be excused?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Do the committee members have any last question?
I just wanted to thank the commissioner. I've worked with him since he got on 6 years ago, and he's so conscientious, and I know how hard you work, and I appreciate everything you do, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
I should keep talking so you miss your jet.
Thank you for being with us.
Despite the abuse, we like you. Despite the abuse, we like you.
Yeah. I can imagine what we'd do if we didn't like you.
Friends like this, you know.
Okay, Nancy, a response to Representative Davies' question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Northern Region, this would be a reduction of 17% to our procurement staff in Northern Region, and it would mean the layoff of one administrative clerk position, and also reduced months for a supply position. It is a large reduction to the procurement staff in Northern Region. They basically the same type of delay, slow down in processing of stock requests and payments would also result as a, and this would be in Northern Region.
17%
reduction in the procurement staff in Northern Region.
And number of positions?
One administrative clerk and reduce the months of a supply position.
Representative Williams, did you have a comment? Or?
I can't say much more than I said the last one.
It's true.
Ditto.
Okay. Representative Davies.
We could almost sort of go by the numbers here, but Mr. Chairman, Nancy, could you say a little bit more, you know, what is a stock request? What does that really mean? If we reduce staffing to perform that function, what are we really doing?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The stock request is a part of the process that the Department of Transportation and Public Facility uses this to order items. So you have your regional maintenance and operation people, say, that are out there that need some type of
cutting edge,
blades, sand, paint, calcium chloride, whatever, those types of things that need to be purchased. They submit a stock request to the procurement office, who takes that information as to what it is that the maintenance people needs to purchase. And then from the information that's on that stock request, they go out and seek the bids that are necessary for the actual procurement of it. And so
these guys out driving the graders and the trucks that need sand in the trucks, for example, they don't just go to their favorite hardware store and get this. They got to go through some process to get it, and there's a bidding process and all that.
Absolutely.
So if the guys driving the graders and the dump trucks and are to do their job, these people have to do their job first.
Right.
So when we have an impact on that and it slows that down, it's going to slow down road maintenance and upkeep.
That's correct. They won't have the items they need in the time that they need them if the whole process gets slowed down.
Thank you.
If this were a trial, I'd really recommend Davies out of order for asking leading questions, but Representative Williams.
We have maybe you had an oversight in this, and I have a resolution or amendment to add 20,000 back in for CIP receipts. So do that now or...
I'm sorry, could you say it? I didn't hear all that.
I have an amendment to add in 20,000 in the Northern Region for CIP receipts, 20.6.
That's an amendment in here or?
I can hand it out.
Okay. Why don't we take just a brief at ease then?
Is that for Northern?
Representative Davies.
Mr. Chairman, I'll withdraw number three at this time.
Okay, number three has been withdrawn. I think we would like to insert the language that was handed out to the committee members that says number seven. If you would just change that to 3A. And the sponsors will be Representative Williams and Davies.
And the amount gets amended.
And the amount will be, Representative Davies, what's the amount?
$30,000.
$30,000?
Right.
Okay. Okay. So just to make sure before we move it, everybody is tracking along. The new amendment is changed from 7 to 3A. The sponsors are Williams and Davies. The amount is $30,000. And that is CIP receipts. Okay. Representative Williams, did you want to move the amendment?
I'll move the amendment.
Is there objection to the amendment? Seeing none, then 3A will be adopted.
Yeah, this is probably a good point to take a break for lunch. We'll come back at 1. You're going to come back, Nancy. We're so happy to have you here.
Yeah. Have a nice lunch.
unless Representative Davies, you'd like to withdraw 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Nancy, you're going to have to come back.
Better not try to withdraw number 5.
I did that yesterday. Ben didn't like it.
All right. Well, thank you for 1:15.